Okay, welcome back to hour two of Immunize Wisely. Tonight, as my guest, I'm having John Hamill back on the program. He is the president of International Advocates of Health Freedom. He has a website, NoCodexGenocide.com, I believe. Anyhow, he can always correct me on that one. I'm pretty sure it's NoCodexGenocide, CodexGenocide.com. And he also has, if you go to International Advocates for Health Freedom, IAHF.com, I believe it redirects. He also has SulfurForHealth.com. And he does have a Twitter account. If you go to Twitter.com, you do / the @ symbol, Pharma Destroyer. He is pretty bent on destroying Big Pharma. So anyhow, the most important thing we're going to be talking about today, and I did post it on the chat room at immunizewisely.chatango. That's chatango.com. There's some links to the White House petition to stop social media censorship and protect free and fair elections. And there's also a link to an article he wrote detailing why it's so important to support H.R. 7808, which amends the Section 2030 of the Communications Decency Act, and why we need to solicit all of our senators to do a complementary bill in the Senate so that we can get some traction on this. And it should be done ideally before the election. And we don't have very much time, and we have until October 18th to get 99,000 signatures. So so we need to get on it. So I hope you can access that petition. I would like to see it go viral. And that, without much further ado, welcome to Immunize Wisely, John. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you, Ingrid. It's good to be here.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and share with us your passion for this topic? Because obviously, many of us are affected by the intense censorship going on with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and many of these, probably the most popular forums, you know, that are controlled by the left. And we also have, you know, certainly control of the mainstream media by the left, and a lot of power and a lot of money coming out of Hollywood. So, without much further ado, can you share with us why this can put a stop to a lot of that censorship? Can you, reiterate? I mean, how can this really change it?
Okay, Ingrid, there are two words, otherwise objectionable, in the Communications Decency Act of 1996. And big tech, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they've been using otherwise objectionable as their legal basis that has stood up in court, unfortunately, to block anything they don't like. And so anything that goes against the wishes of the deep state, as they try to destroy our country, as they try to impose fourth vaccines, they block and remove or restrict any political content from conservatives like President Trump or General Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell. They get away with this, and they've won every single lawsuit that our side has attempted. And so there are unfortunately some people out there that haven't gotten the message that you can't win these lawsuits unless you first change that law to remove those words, otherwise objectionable, and change it to unlawful. So mm-hmm. if there's some unlawful content, yeah, then their immunity should stand up, but not when they can just ban things on a whim for anything. Newspapers can't do that. No other communications medium can do what big tech and so social media giants are getting away with right now, and it simply has to stop. They've done things like deplatform any site such as the American Frontline Doctors Summit press conference to challenge the COVID-19 agenda, despite having received over 2 million views. So they deplatformed it. And we have to ask why Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple, and other internet computer service providers routinely win these lawsuits. And it's because, you know, people don't understand about the Communications Decency Act. A lot of lawyers aren't familiar with it, and they don't understand that big tech has this ace in the hole, these two words, otherwise objectionable, which would be removed by an act of Congress if we could just get enough co-sponsors on H.R. 7808 of the Stop the Censorship Act of 2020. And then, of course, we do need a Senate companion bill.
Right. And I think that is so important because most people think, well, certainly we're going to prevail in a lawsuit. Well, what happened to Tulsi Gabbard's lawsuit against Facebook and Twitter? I mean, is anything that she's saying objectionable? Well, objectionable is subjective. That's the whole thing. It's not factual. It doesn't matter that she's saying factual stuff, but for a lot of people who have cognitive dissonance, as I mentioned with my last guest, you know, this cognitive dissonance, they, you know, factual information can be objectionable. You know, how many people want to hear how horrible the, you know, we have, oh my gosh, the horror of child trafficking, an adrenochrome. That is objectionable. I would consider that objectionable because it's so horrifying, nobody wants to actually hear it. It doesn't matter if it's the truth. And this is their justification, you know, and this is the subjective nature of those two words. So that's why, you know, we heard of all these people suing these platforms and never getting anywhere. And I think, and we don't even hear about it. I mean, it's all of a sudden you don't hear about it at all. Nobody wants to hear about our heroes that are trying to go after big tech and the social media things losing cases. So it just kind of gets brushed under the rug. Nobody even knows whatever happened to these cases, or it gets dragged out. And then all of a sudden it's squashed all over two words, right?
That's right. And also the 2% vocal minority are now controlling the 98% silent majority. And so all of President Trump's supporters on social media are being purged just as fast as Jack Dorsey can remove accounts. They're purging thousands of accounts right now from social media to help Biden. It's outrageous.
Yeah, also, you know, we thought it was bad just a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, they're really ramping up removal of accounts ahead of the election. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, accounts that I would never think would be removed are being removed for the flimsiest of excuses.
Yeah, for example, anyone who deviates from the mainstream narrative regarding COVID-19 and vaccines, if you talk about hydroxychloroquine or vitamins or any other means of addressing this, you'll get temporary suspension at first. If you keep up your bad behavior, the algorithms will focus on you, and then they do what's called shadow banning, where you send out a tweet and only a small percentage of your followers can even see what you sent out. So you think your message is getting out to your thousands of followers, but it's not. It's being diverted into a black hole.
Right. And I, you know, believe me, I've been seeing that too, John. I think it's, you know, really incredible that you can cite stuff from the CDC, the Health and Human Services. You can quote from Fauci, you know, anything, you know, about masking, for instance, you know, how the masking doesn't work, how it's not going to, you know, help you. It actually hurts you, how it's harmful, all the science on masking. And that actually can cause you to be removed. You know, it's like a religion. You know, you attack their religion, it's like, oh, no, no, no. And it's happening, too, on, you know, just pointing out that Black Lives Matters and Antifa are the ones promoting violence and huge, and it's being funded. I mean, that'll get you kicked off too. So it is getting really serious. And I totally agree with you. Ahead of this real contentious election, it should have been taken care of actually a long time ago, but it certainly should be taken care of ASAP, in my humble opinion. Now, we have Ralph Fusitola. He is an attorney, and he's with Natural Health Solutions. Isn't that what it's called? Ralph, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. Thank you for joining us. Ralph?
Hello, are you on? I'm on.
Okay.
Hello. Perfect. greetings to you all. It's great to be with John, one of my favorite people. I'm also president of the Institute for Health Research, which is inhere.org, inhere.org, and Natural Solutions Foundation, and its news aggregation site, opensourcetruth.com. opensourcetruth.com, where you'll find articles about the effort that John is making to bring this issue to the White House through the White House petition. There are a number of folks trying to get action before the election on this issue. For example, at the end of July, President Trump authorized the Department of Commerce to file a formal petition with the Federal Communications Commission. FCC is one of the older of the federal agencies, and it's a little more independent than some of the others. And so the president has to file a petition with them, apparently. And in his petition, he asked for a clarification of the meaning of Section 230. And that's the section that you mentioned earlier. It's part of the Telecommunications Act. And essentially what it says is that service providers are not responsible for the content of the services they provide, providing they are not monitoring or moderating it. And then it goes on and it says, but even if they don't monitor and moderate and they're not responsible, they can still remove pornography or other objectionable materials. And it's the other objectionable are the words that you've mentioned that are the problem. Now, they're the problem because the folks who run these large companies that are making profit on our Internet commons, these folks are interpreting those two words to give them carte blanche to do whatever they want. And that's clearly not Congress's intent. Congress needs to pass the bill that the White House petition talks about, 7208, was it, John? And they need to pass that bill.
H.R. 7808. I'm sorry, I just want everyone to remember those numbers.
Got it. That bill changes the law by changing those words from otherwise objectionable to illegal. Or unlawful, I forget which of the two words is used in the bill, and that would have the effect of cutting out from under organizations like Facebook and Twitter their claimed legal right. I don't believe they have the legal right. I think that any courts that have allowed them to do what they're doing are not interpreting the law correctly. The statute is clear. It says pornography or other objectionable. And when you interpret a statute, you don't take, you know, oranges and apples and equate them. It's the old legal principle of expressio unis, exclusio altis. By expressing the word pornography, they excluded everything that was not like pornography. And there's no question in our legal system that political speech is maybe pornographic in some ways, but it's not legally pornography. The courts have distinguished between pornography and all other speech. And so, in fact, they say pornography is not speech. And therefore, other objectionable, which must, by law, relate to pornography, cannot be political speech. But there are courts, as John had pointed out and you pointed out, that have ruled the opposite. And the most straightforward way of dealing with this is for Congress to say to the FCC and to the Internet service providers, that's not the law anymore. To remove those two words, which are being misinterpreted, and to instead put in the words that make it clear that they can only ban things that are illegal. And political speech is not illegal. and scientific discourse is not illegal, and opinion speech is not illegal, and these things must not be banned. When in 2018, I think it was Twitter and YouTube and another one or two platforms, all within the same 24-hour period, banned Alex Jones. And that word banned is an interesting word. It reminds me of apartheid. The banning is under apartheid. But anyway, they banned him together. To me, that was a conspiracy and a violation of the RICO laws, the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organization Law. I believe that there is a basis for the Department of Justice to accuse the Internet service providers of violating the RICO law because of the censorship of political and opinion speech and scientific discourse. And I think that by changing the statute, we would make it less possible for those companies to continue with their censorship. I want to go a step further. I believe that even though they may be private companies, these groups are not private actors. I believe they are acting under color of law, and they're acting on our Internet commons for their commercial purposes. And I have no problem with people making money on the Internet. I have no problem with people, with private companies, controlling their own activities. I have a problem, though, when deep state companies, companies that have contracts with NSA and other close connections to government bodies, behave in a way that that censors our speech. You know, they may be private companies, but they are, you know, no more private than the private tax farmers of ancient Rome were private citizens. They were acting under color of law then. These guys are acting under color of law now, and they should be bound by the 14th Amendment. They are creatures of the state. They are, every one of them, of those companies, has been created by an act of legislature creating the corporate law, and they become corporations under the state. They're not private individuals, and they benefit from their corporate franchise, which gives them certain powers that true private persons don't have. And in exchange for those powers, if they're going to be acting on our Internet commons, they ought to be bound by the First Amendment. They're not private actors, even though they may be private companies. So that's my view on the actual legal status. And changing the law would simply make it clear that they do not have any legal right to censor political speech, opinion speech, and scientific discourse.
Right. It probably would need to be amended a little bit further, and I think that would probably happen, because this is all it has in there, Section 2, Revocation of Immunities. It says in the heading, by striking and screening of offensive material and inserting of unlawful or objectionable material. So it's offensive material that they're getting rid of and screening of offensive material and instead changing of unlawful or objectionable material. So that doesn't, I mean, they're basically saying that, I mean, you have it in there that it's otherwise, by striking otherwise objectionable and inserting unlawful or that promotes violence or terrorism. So it has, there's a couple things in the heading that are different, and then in a subparagraph A, that would be the striking of objectionable.
Hopefully there would be congressional hearings and a discussion, mm-hmm. and we end up with language which is even stronger than the original right. proposed language. You know, as we learned, as John and I learned decades ago when we struggled to get Congress to pass the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, you don't always get everything you want. And sometimes, in fact, you have to, you know, what you get half a loaf. But that's better than no loaf at all. Before the Dietary Supplement Health
and Education Act. Okay, well, we have a commercial coming up, so please stay tuned. You're listening to John Hamill and Ralph Fusitola on Immunize Wisely.
all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're talking about the bill to correct all the censorship today. And what bill would that be? I mean, obviously, we think censorship is a threat to free speech and, by extension, existential threat to free and fair elections. And I totally agree with John's statement on that. So I have John Hamill and Ralph Fusatola. And I did, you know, I actually did a quick search for the bill, for the text. And I usually automatically go to govtrack.us. You would be amazed what it says when I pulled out govtrack.us. It says they're taking a hiatus. And it has more propaganda on this website, govtrack.us. I was blown away. I would encourage any. In fact, I'm going to put that in the chat room. I want everyone else to be able to see that. Go to immunizewisely.chatandgo.com and pull up this link from GovTrack. Woo! It's really tripping me out. Serious.
Very interesting. What is the propaganda that you see?
Just that level of propaganda that we're being hit with right and left.
Yep. Well, the one thing we can do, folks, is we can make the White House link go viral. And it's really important for as many people as possible to sign up. We need to get above a certain number for the petition to show up on the front page of the petition website. Go ahead, John.
They're already, Ralph.
Fantastic. You've got it. The first step has been reached. Now we have
We're up to 218 this morning. We reached 150 quite early this morning. It's up to 218 right now. If people would like to get access to the petition, you can find it through the link to my article. You can find my article at http://ymlp.com/z, lowercase e, uppercase z, lowercase j, lowercase r, uppercase j. That article has the link to the petition embedded within it. If you need that link again, email me at jham@iahf.com. Also, we need ongoing podcasts and radio shows to keep snowballing this message. So if anybody out there listening has a podcast or a radio show and you can put me on and maybe Ralph too, please contact me at jham@iahf.com. I'd like to
emphasize
that.
And they can also contact
that.
Me off the website. Most people know, you know, they contact me at info@vaccinetruth.com. Because a lot of our listeners that don't have the internet, they don't go to the chat room, and it's pretty hard to write down all that stuff real fast. And I can give that information if they call me. And, you know, most people know my number. It was the old Idaho Observer number. You can always reach me there or call in and ask Ken to give you my number. Usually don't put it on the air, but Ken is instructed to give my number to people that need it, and I do take calls from callers all the time. So I just want to know if you're not on the internet and you want to get involved, we have ways for you to certainly get this information out there. I did post that govtrack.us showing that they're on hiatus. They're not really on hiatus when they have major propaganda hit piece right on the page that links to this particular bill. It doesn't stop. I mean, this is the whole point of why we need to change the Communications Decency Act. And I guess I've gotten whiffs of the importance of this. That was the thing that really nailed it home. So if you're not on the chat room, you really should go to that link. Wow.
All right. I wanted to thank you for letting me be on the show. I have other commitments at 9:30 that I have to deal with, mm-hmm. East Coast time. But I just want to just reiterate to everyone that what John is doing is very important, is urgent, and ask you all to support the petition. Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph.
All right, John.
Thank you, Ralph. And I want everyone to be pretty clear that the reason people feel so nervous about what could happen at this election, because there's so much at stake, and you know, they are desperate to hold on to their power, and they'll do anything to put this feeble old man criminal in power so that they can control him. I mean, look at the millions of dollars poured into the effort for BLM, for Antifa, for keeping Joe Biden, you know, in the race and actually having him win. I mean, these questions that are being asked now of Trump, whether, you know, is he going to be able to transfer his power to the duly elected, you know, assuming he's going to lose, because of course there are, you know, fake polls are making it like Joe Biden's in the lead. This whole thing is so cuckoo. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, who in their right mind would vote for, someone who did nothing in 47 years is expressing signs of senility and has to work with a teleprompter and is in his basement all the time. And right now his wife has to stump for him and he's not going to come out of the basement until the debates on Tuesday. And what is that going to be like? I mean, are we going to get a different clone that's somehow smarter? I don't know. The whole thing is too weird. Anyway, stay tuned. I won't do all the talking. Next time I'll have John talk a little bit, But anyhow, stay tuned. Immunize Wisely with my guest, John Hamill. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. EazeOff.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. John, do you want to just go on and share with us some other things in your great article and things that people need to know to get them inspired to go ahead and get behind this change in our laws so that we don't have to deal with this intense censorship and people and lawsuits can actually prevail in our courts?
Yeah, we're not just using this issue to get signatures on our White House petition, although that is driving our efforts to alert people. It's also important that we use this petition and my article that goes with it to reach out to first-time candidates in battleground House and Senate races to consider acknowledging the need for this bill during their campaigns. And if they get elected, they need to pledge to co-sponsor the bill when it's reintroduced in the next Congress, possibly with a new bill number. I'd like to alert your listeners that they can reach out to their congressmen and senators to ask for co-sponsorship of H.R. 7808. And in case of the senators, we need a Senate companion bill that mirrors H.R. 7808 with identical language. Your listeners can call the Capitol Switchboard at 1-877-762-8762, which is also easier to remember perhaps as 1-877-SOB-USOB. However, it's unlikely that they'll reach a live person by going that route. They'd probably get a voicemail, and who knows if those messages are even listened to. To get a live person, it's best to call the district office number via a member search on congress.gov. And if you do get the machine, it's important to state your name and phone number and address and also what you want, which is you want co-sponsorship of H.R. 7808, the Stop the Censorship Act of 2020. And with the senators, you want them to introduce a Senate companion bill. Now, I'd also like to say that we need to reach out to everyone within our sphere of influence and encourage them to sign our online petition. And again, you can contact Ingrid's chat room to see the link to the petition, or you can contact me at jham@iahf.com. I'll email you a link to it and also a link to my article. I think it's important to realize that the modern-day town square is represented by the social media platforms, and they are not allowing the freedom of speech that exists in the rest of society. They're manipulating what they are allowing to go out. You know, they're trying to control the outcome of this and future elections so they can install this man with dementia. It's rather frightening. You know, what is really driving all of this is a population control and societal control agenda called UN Agenda 21. They want to obliterate borders and have a global totalitarian state. And also, China is very much involved with this whole thing. They support Biden. It's rather shocking when you consider that communism is rearing its ugly head in this country the way it is through Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which too many people mistakenly believe to be a true grassroots uprising, when in fact it's what we call AstroTurf or fake grassroots that is entirely corporately controlled by the major foundations and numerous multinational corporate entities like McDonald's and Coca-Cola, Bank of America. It is outrageous. And people better wake up, because we're losing our country. It's going to slip away from us if we don't all get into the battle. And there's no better way to get into the battle than defend our God-given, unalienable right to freedom of speech. And there's no person better to fight that battle than a patriot digital soldier. And so please get my article, How to Win Back Our Freedom in Today's Digital Battlefield, from me or from Ingrid, and we'll get you the link where you can download this. I really appreciate all of you out there who have retweeted my alerts on Twitter. God bless those of you who helped us reach that 150 number, because that means that our petition became visible on the White House petition website to people signing other petitions. And because of that, and because of the massive effort on people to help us reach that number 150 before today's podcast, we've gone quite a bit past it to have our most active day with signatures yet. Hopefully that will continue. Hopefully some of you who are listening have your own podcasts or radio shows or YouTube channels and can put me on for efforts to snowball this further. Our goal is 100,000 signatures by October 18th. Some of you may think, well, that can't happen, but it can if we all work together.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And just so you know, it is on our website. It's been there on the homepage at vaclib.org, vaclib.org. You just go to the whole homepage, VACLIB.org, our main website. And we have an activism section, and it's right on the top, the petition, and you can share away. That's the whitehouse.gov petition on this, and we need to get a lot of signatures on that. And I'd be happy to post your article on our website, too. We could put that right next to the petition so that, you know, it's not on there right now because I just got that today. But, you know, tonight I can have an easy access to how to win back our freedom in today's digital battlefield. So we can certainly do that for the cause, because I think, you know, I think people need to have those links, those direct links to, you know, the problems and what the bill actually says. I think that's important to see the actual
document. Thank you, Ingrid. That's wonderful. Things ACLIB.org, it's a shorter URL than the one I read previously, easier to remember. So if everyone out there who's on Twitter listening would please send out tweets urging your followers to go to ACLIB.org and download my article, How to Win Back Our Freedom in Today's Digital Battlefield. From that article, you can also get to the link for the petition that is on the White House petition site. I'd like to see how many signatures we get as a result of this podcast, which will be archived. How long does it take you to get your audio archive up, Ingrid?
It takes about 3 hours. I mean, you know, it'll be later tonight, and I'll send you a link to it. So, and we can, you know, even put that on our website, too. You know, it's just, I don't actually run the website. My webmaster, Dewey Deffel in Montana, does. He does tend to stay up late. I can encourage him to go ahead and put it up. So, but yeah, I'm hoping by the morning we'll have all that up on our website, on the homepage, under activism, because I want people to be able to go there easily and quickly and get all the information they need to promote this cause. And you know, I did share with my forums, and in fact, Sally did too, and we encouraged, you know, others to share it more widely. And it just needs to be reposted and reminded, because there's people in our networks, you know, they're, you know, inundated. There's so much cognitive dissonance going on, and they don't realize that. I don't think people realize the gravity of having a law in place right now that empowers these big tech companies to do the censorship they're currently doing. That we cannot prevail in court as long as the Communications Decency Act remains as is. We literally need this change.
Absolutely, we need it. And we need to also reach out to anyone like Prager University, they've lost twice already in court because they don't understand about Section 230 and the Communications Decency Act. I've attempted to reach out to Gary Prager. He's got yet another lawsuit planned. He'll lose that one too. And every time our side loses a lawsuit, it hurts us because it creates case law against us. And so if anyone listening has a way to reach Gary Prager, since I've tried and failed, please let me know how to reach him. Also, there's a guy named Dustin Nemo who has announced an intention to have a First Amendment lawsuit. He claims to have a crackerjack attorney lined up. He's raised close to $10,000 for that legal effort, which is a complete waste. If anyone out there happens to see Dustin's pitches for donations for a lawsuit, please let him know if you have a way to reach him, and let me know how to reach him, because it's gonna go nowhere. He should be helping us get a movement on H.R. 7808 to stop the Censorship Act of 2020, because I need big hitters like him to help us. Mm-hmm. He has a much bigger reach on Twitter than I have.
You know, I think, you know, what a lot of people would like to believe anyway, at least I'd like to believe, is that it could be argued in court that this the way it reads right now, the Communications Decency Act, is a violation of the First Amendment. But
yes, but you can't make that argument because the courts aren't letting you.
Well, that's because of our commercial nature of our courts. And U.S. code is, you know, an affirmation of the commercial natures of our courts. So we don't really have constitutional courts. It kind of goes in this big vicious circle. So, you know, I mean, we're literally electing the CEO of the corporation and, you know, all of that.
People can't believe that it would be something as simple as two words that are the stone wall to block us, but it is. And so a lot of lawyers are unfamiliar with the Communication Decency Act of 1996, and they don't know those two bombs are loaded in there, and that's what big tech has used to block us. Every single time we come in there with a lawsuit, they use those two words to stop us. And it's people better get that message, and we better work to change the law through Congress, because it's our only chance. You know, Section 230 has been codified in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement and in the Japan trade agreement, which makes it even harder, you know, to make these changes domestically through Congress. Mm-hmm. Because the more it gets put into these trade agreements, you know, we get set up for trade disputes, and we're losing our sovereignty piece by piece. And unless everyone gets into the battle, we're going to not live in America much longer. So I hope I'm not scaring anybody by saying that. I'm not trying to. It's just the reality. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of America. If you want this grand experiment as a republic to continue on into the future, if you want our borders to continue to exist, please help us get H.R. 7808 passed into law. Of course, we got to win a majority in the House in this election and add to our majority in the Senate. So people running for office need to be made aware of this H.R. 7808. They can use this issue going down the stretch as we head towards the finish line. A lot of people care about freedom of speech. An awful lot of constituents, people in tight races, have been banned on Twitter and Facebook, and would love it if someone running for office were to pledge support for this in the next Congress.
Mm-hmm. So, do we want to take callers, John?
Sure.
Okay, the number is 800-313-9443. You know, in the chat room, and I've seen it happen too, Mer Bailey said, I've seen numbers on petition site removed to keep it below 100,000, and then they ignored the petition anyway. So what do you say to that?
We have to get overwhelming numbers of people sending this information out to others through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any means you have, your own personal email distribution list. You have a new email newsletter, you can get to a lot of people. If you have a podcast or a radio show or a YouTube channel, contact me at jham@iahf.com, and let's talk about, you know, keeping this ball rolling. It may seem like an impossible thing, but it's only impossible if you decide it is. You know, I say everything is possible if you try your best, and I'm certainly trying my best, and many people on Twitter have been also helping me to the best of their ability, and we won in our last election. We beat Hillary. I believe we're going to beat Sleepy Joe in this one and keep this communism out of America.
Right.
More people need to be aware that Antifa and BLM are not true grassroots. They're being massively funded by huge corporations, multinational corporations that would prefer America be destroyed. It's just shocking that Bank of America is among those.
Well, okay, that still doesn't really address the question, but yeah, we understand that Trump just did an executive order to label the KKK and Antifa as domestic terrorist organizations. Did not mention BLM. I think that would be a little too political just because of the title, but anyway, that just happened. But the question really is, do we trust White House petitions? I mean, is this more of a way of making this information known? I mean, I think that's important because it says right here, We, the people, urge President Trump to support the passage of H.R. 7808, Stop the Censorship Act of 2020, by encouraging, this is the key words, a companion Senate bill that mirrors it and signing to law once it passes, because censorship threatens free and fair elections. So, you know, we're talking about free and fair elections again. And this is the whole thing that GovTrack.us is questioning: what is a free and fair election? And it seems like that whole website is bought out by the left now, and they're doing a hiatus. It's just, like I said, I've never seen anything like that. really, I, you know. So anyhow, you have to actually go to Congress.gov to see the original bill, and I did post that in the chat room at Immunize Wisely. Chatandgo.com. Here we're coming up on a commercial break, but I want to just address that, because to me, we need publicity on this issue. So stay tuned.
You're the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
minutes before the show is going to end. So what do you want our listeners to do about this? I mean, can you summarize in three steps they need to take to increase our likelihood that we're going to be putting an end to this outrageous censorship before the election? What can they do to ensure that happens?
Okay, they can sign the petition on the White House petition site and urge everyone they know within their sphere of influence who shares their outrage at big tech's effort to rig our elections by using algorithms to censor, shadow ban, block, and destroy our ability to communicate in this modern town square. We need to get 100,000 signatures by October 18th in order for the White House to act on it within 60 days. We also need to awaken members of Congress to the need to co-sponsor H.R. 7808, the Stop the Censorship Act of 2020. And we need to find someone, perhaps Senator Cruz would be a good person, to introduce a Senate companion bill that mirrors it. And we need to encourage anyone running for Congress to use this issue as they go down the stretch, to embrace it, tell voters about it. If they're already in Congress trying to get reelected, especially in a battleground state, they should really use this issue to stop censorship. They should have conversations with voters about how these algorithms are censoring us on social media. We need to realize that our tongues are being ripped out of our mouths by these algorithms. We shouldn't be happy about that. We should be really pissed off. And, you know, tell your neighbor. Tell everyone in your sphere of influence, your relatives, tell people at work, you know, tell everyone, you know, people in the supermarket checkout line, have spontaneous conversations about this. We need to get a buzz going. You can help me do that if you have a podcast or a radio show or a YouTube channel. Contact me, John Hamill, at jham@iahf.com, or call me at 800-333-2553. Leave a message on my machine. I'll get back to you. I really appreciate all of you who have been working so hard, you know, to give higher visibility to this issue. We need to reach out to candidates in battleground House and Senate races to consider acknowledging the need for this bill during their campaigns. And if they get elected, they need to pledge to co-sponsor the bill. They need to pledge even right now that if they get into Congress, if they are trying for the first time, that they'll sponsor this if they get in. We need to keep it rolling. I believe we can do that. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I've been walking the halls of Congress since the 80s, and I was involved with passage of the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994, which many people thought would never happen. And yet, by all working together, we generated the largest avalanche of letters to Congress on any issue in the history of the U.S. Congress. That should happen with this issue. We have a God-given, unalienable right to freedom of speech. We must defend it now. Now or never. Now or never.
Well, thank you, John. That was a beautiful summary. And God bless you for the fight you've been doing your entire life, at least as long as I've known you, fighting for our health freedoms. It's like, you know, just vital. And now you're expanding it to just the level of censorship we're facing and overcoming that. So thank you so much for all the work that you do. I hope to have you off on again in the near future. And you can access this stuff on the homepage of Vaccination Liberation, vaclib.org. Thank you so much, all our listeners. And, you know, I want to mention next week, I am going to open the lines to callers. So October 3rd, it's going to be Sally and Angry, and you can certainly call in. We're going to do a summary on a lot of news, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things. So if you've been wanting to call into the show and hear yourself on air and you have important stuff to share and I haven't asked you to be a guest, now is your time. October 3rd is going to be that day. So next Saturday. So thank you to all our listeners. God bless you and have a fabulous rest of the weekend.
enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.